Welcome back to America Weekend. We're thrilled to be with you. It's Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold. I have some important medical news to share with everybody.
You do?
Yes. I came across a new study which claims that neglecting to brush your teeth can trigger dementia and heart disease. It can actually lead to Alzheimer's. Do you believe that?
Is that right? Well, I think that there is something about the plaque in the mouth and the bacteria that forms there that, if not taken care of, can cause issues. Now, I didn't know it caused dementia, but I knew it caused issues.
Yeah, I've heard about it being connected to heart disease.
Yes.
Right? And the theory behind this is a British study, which I found completely ironic because you know about the British and their teeth, let's face it, right? It's not, I love the Brits, but that's generally not their strong point.
That's true.
It's nice teeth, right? If you punch a Brit in the mouth, you usually improve their looks.
Oh my God.
But anyway.
As it goes.
This study, sorry for all our British listeners. this study showed that chronic inflammation leads to damage in the circulatory system and leads to damage in vital organs. And bad gums can be linked to the development of certain illnesses. And for some reason, Alzheimer's is one of them.
This is fascinating because for people who are not taking care of their dental hygiene for a long period of time, I'm thinking about people I know with Alzheimer's, and I'm just thinking about their teeth. What would I really know intimately about their teeth?
Yes.
I don't know that much.
Well, this scares me because I didn't go to the dentist for a period of 10 years. 10 years.
As an adult or as a child?
As an adult.
And why would that be, Leslie?
I was too afraid. I had a root canal that went bad.
Okay.
They didn't clean out all the root. I don't want to get into too much gory detail, but there was still an infected piece of root in there. And when they had to go back in, there wasn't enough Novocaine in the world to numb me. Okay. I had, 15, 18 shots of Novocaine. And every time they went in there, I had to be peeled off the ceiling.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It was faulty dental work. And that was the end of my trips to the dentist for 10 years until one day. Now I brush and I floss and I do the things that I do, but it doesn't substitute for a dentist. And one day Carmine said, my husband, I've never seen you go to the dentist. And I had to admit it. I had to shamefully admit that I hadn't been to the dentist in 10 years.
And he forced you.
He did force me. And he instructed me to go to a child's dentist where I could be well taken care of, and I did.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, and I was lucky. After 10 years, there was nothing wrong. So lucky.
So you're good. You're okay.
Now, look, I don't go every year. I go like every 2 years, but I'm trying to get over my phobia. However, I got really lucky because I could have started my own Alzheimer's, trip to Alzheimer'sville.
Well, I think it takes a lot for that to happen. But what other pieces of medical information is there with this study? How can that be prevented other than great dental care and hygiene?
Not much. Flossing, mostly, because the pockets in the gums can lead to where bacteria forms. They also claim in this study that a lot of people believe that teeth become more brittle over time. But this research showed that instead there are tiny flaws that build up on the surface of our teeth, which causes the erosion of the enamel, and it also can contribute to a place where bacteria can form as well.
The erosion of the enamel
causes
this problem.
Yeah, so if you don't want to one day forget your own name or walk around the street in a diaper or any of those things, the message is brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Your mother was right. Brush your teeth.
And be careful with what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, this obviously is such a huge, huge problem, which we can't seem to solve yet. I hope that research continues to go in a positive way. But there are signs of Alzheimer's that are not just forgetting about where you put things or being preoccupied. There are actual symptoms that the Alzheimer's Association has put out there.
Oh, like what?
Like withdrawing from usual activities. Somebody who's normally doing something and then starts to change their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the symptoms. They have 10 warning symptoms of Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay.
As well, disorientation to the time or place, where we are in the world, what day it is, what time it is. If you're really not clear on day or night.
If you can't answer a question such as, who is the president of the United States? That kind of thing?
That kind of thing, too. It's a disorientation that includes the inability to know where you are.
Okay.
Where you are right now. Where's your location? What time is it? What date is it? Things like that. I mean, that's kind of severe. You know what I wonder, Leslie? I wonder if there's been research into animals getting Alzheimer's disease.
I bet it can happen. Your dog will forget where his supper bowl is.
Aw. Hmm. But they can't tell us.
They don't need to. We'll bring dinner to them.
Okay. That's the advantage of being a pet
and us
being humans.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you for joining us on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
Weekend, weekend, weekend. America.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In the state of Hawaii, many of the most spectacular waterfalls are located on private property. Even though property owners often put up fences and signs to keep tourists out, it's nearly impossible to keep people from exploring these incredible waterfalls. Can property owners really be sued if a visitor gets hurt on their property? The Final Verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
In most states, a property owner who lets others use their land without charge for recreational purposes is not liable for their injuries. This law encourages landowners to keep their property open for recreational use. Without it, landowners, fearing lawsuits, would fence off their property and the public would suffer. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer didn't make his NBA debut until the age of 31. He was a member of the Soviet national team at 17 and won a gold medal at the 88 Olympics. In his prime, many considered him the world's best center.
Shot comes off the play and Sabonis goes around him for the slam.
So where is Arvydas Sabonis now? After retiring from the Trailblazers in 2003, Arvydas played two seasons with his local Lithuanian team. He's now the team's president, plus he also owns the Arvydas Sabonis Basketball School, which has won two European junior titles. Today, three of Arvydas' sons are among Lithuania's top players.
In fact, the Soviets moving the ball very well, and what a shot by Sabonis using that big body.
Good as gold. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.